Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop,
cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, this is OMF. I'm back for another dope show. My my special guest is going to be calling in 10 minutes. So while we're waiting on him, we're going to play a couple of songs. Can we play Moldy's song, Boo Thing, for me real quick?
Damn. What's your name? Boo Thing. Mine. I'm O.D. I'm O.D. But, I'ma call you. I'ma call you my Boo Thing.
Cotton candy come in handy with lemon drops. She got the heart built shaped like lollipops. She got the good loving, that's thugging. That makes a woman heart triple start on a dime. Love o'clock, you got me a lot, boo. Nah, I'm not trying to jock you. I just wanna give you a nickname, cause you are my boo thing. Would you like to hang and let me explain how I came up with the nickname boo thing? Don't wanna sing with you, be with you, lay with you, play with that, would that be? Okay, would you if we do some things and maybe hang out and play my favorite game? Cause you are my boo thing.
Baby, you my queen, let's get married. Bless me with your heart, but you so beautiful. You's a good girl, but I set you up. You is my dream, let's have a baby. All my love, you could be my boo thing. Looking in your eyes, dreaming of a fantasy. Pussy so wet, you could call me daddy. Get you all wet, kissing on your neck. Put that song on, Jersey is my hometown. Sitting on the beach, watching sunset. Kissing your lips, looking in your eyes. Beautiful girl, looking at a fantasy. Still is my heart, you could call me Cupid. Laying in the bed, living my dream. Like my love is so real, you could be my girl. Let's make a wish, you could call me Ray J. J-Money.
You know what you do to me, about to knock me off my feet. Do you know what you do to me? About to knock me off my feet.
Yeah, yeah, you can be my boo thing. We can even do things, we'll move things, or be on some adult shit. It can't even start from the kitchen counter or the shower that leads to the bedroom. This that type of shit I think about when I just wanna stop talking and really fucking show you what type of moves I really got in the bedroom. Listen, ma, I can't miss. I will have you going crazy, speaking in all types of languages. I just wanna let you know I'm not playing around. When I blow your back out, I mean I really have you sleep in an hour or so. Not even guessing, I'm just speaking facts until it turns into reality. If it does or doesn't happen, I always have that version in my mind. I think dudes all over can relate with what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was Mo D, female rapper, entrepreneur, and MC from Brookhaven, Mississippi. She's going to be on my mixtape coming out. She's one of the artists on my mixtape that's coming out, so look out for her. She's a dope rapper and an MC, so she's going to be on my TV show that's going to be coming out. That's going to be coming on Tuesday, September 21st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So she's going to be on a Zoom interview, so check her out and holler at her. The number is going to be 415-861-6648. And if you can't call in, you could go to San Francisco Commons website, hit Bayback TV, click Channel 76. At 8:30, and you're gonna have her live and unedited on our show. So if you miss it, you can check it out the second and fourth Friday of every month by going to San Francisco Commons website. Go to Bayback TV and hit channel 29 at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can see the show again. So this is what's coming up. I guess my special guest ain't in on the line yet, so can we play another song? I'm gonna play, D-Sky song for me real quick. Haters.
Get Money Entertainment. It's your boy, Mr. 301. Get money. All my ladies.
Get money.
Hey girl, let me see you get low. Let me see you go up and down on the pole. Pull your hips, bending over, go and touch your toes. Know your boy Novocaine, always steal the show. Turn around, stick it out, baby. Pop it, roll it, pop that booty, baby. Back it up on that nigga, baby. Dip, dip, yeah. Dip, dip, yeah. Man, we back up in the building. Stealing all your women. Ooh, man, you in your feelings. I run my city just like Diddy. Power like 50, get them haters no pity like that. Baby girl, let me hit it from the back. Counting stacks after racks. Baby, I can take away your pain. Got your girl screaming out, no, okay. Hey girl, let me see you get low. Let me see you go up and down on the pole. Hold your hip, bending over, go and touch your toes. Know your boy, Novocaine, always to the show. Turn around, stick it out, baby. Pop and roll it, pop that booty, baby. Tag it up on that nigga, baby. Dip, yeah. Man, we do this on the regular. I stay taking 7 ditches from your bitch's cellular. I kiss her from the lips to the hips, tongue on the clit. Ooh, man, she wet as shit. This ain't dip set, it's get your bitch wet. All my women roll 50, throw it on the set. And she say she love the pain, but she don't feel a thing. Okay. Hey girl, let me see you get low. Let me see you go up and down on the pole. Throw your hips, bending over, go and touch your toes. Know your boy Novocaine, always steal the show. Turn around, stick it out, baby. Pop and roll it, pop that booty, baby. Back it up on that nigga, baby. Dip, yeah. Let me see you do it, baby, do it. Pop it, roll it, pop that booty, baby. Drop it down to a split it. Baby, look back at it. Give it to me, baby, just like. Count this money, baby, do it. Get money, gangers in the building. Dip.
Okay, we back. That was Michael Stewart song. I guess he hasn't called in yet, so we're going to take a couple of callers and see what's going on.
513-903, you're live. 513-903,
you're live. Hello?
Yo, who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is September Rain from Colonia, New Jersey.
What's up, September? What's going on? How you doing?
All right.
No, I love y'all song.
Thank you.
Man, I'm honored to have you on my show. You understand? Because we got female artists that out here that could sing. And we ain't, and I'm glad that you out there and you put your stuff out there, and you got it all over the radio and all over the all over the internet, and I'm just happy for you. So I applaud you.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate all your support.
We can ride to and we can relate to. You're singing songs that we can ride to and relate to. You understand? That's what it's about. That's real music. Somebody that can sing. Hello. That can sing. That ain't got to use no voice box. You understand? They ain't got to use no voice box. You got to use auto-tune. Okay?
Yeah.
You're a real singer. That's what time it is. Put your
stuff on
the radio. Take that garbage off the radio and put your music on the radio. That's for time.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you for making music we can ride to and relate to. That's what music is about. That's black music. You understand? We just messed up our black music. Black music is potent. You understand? They can't mess with black people's music. You understand? That's why they biting off our stuff and using our stuff and making money off our stuff. Because they know who got talent, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right. We got to express ourselves, you know, this
don't
is the way of expression.
But anyway, this ain't about me. This is about you. So give us everybody a little background on how you got into music and your influences. Give us a little background. It's about you.
Awesome. I was born and raised in Colonial, New Jersey. You know, I went to Ohio Media School. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It's all over the news, all over the radio. I feel like that really opened up opportunities and doors. So it's a really good school. If you know anybody that does music or likes to record, it's awesome.
So tell me how you got into music and what's your influences in music?
Well, I've always loved music, but the thing is, like, I was just kind of, like, shy with it, so a lot of people didn't know. But as I started to go through different hardships in my life, it was a way for me to escape, you know what I mean? Like, expression, a way to get away and put myself into my music, like. So that's what pushed me. It's almost like your pain pushes you into your purpose. So that's really what it was.
Yeah, so who was the influence on music? Because this sound, I already told you how I feel about the music. You come from Black and Sing, you understand? Anita Baker, you understand? That's what you remind me of. Mary J. Blige, you understand?
Yes,
Stephanie Mills, you understand? A lot of people don't talk about Karen White.
I love Mary J. Blige. Absolutely. I love Mary J. Blige, man. Awesome. Carrie Hilson. I grew up listening to all different kinds of music.
Yeah, you got a little bit of them in all your music. And I just love your music, for real.
Thank you. I just, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
So give me what you think about the music industry as a whole. What you think about the music industry and where you see it going? And I see it ever changing, going back to how it used to be. I know it ain't going to go back to like it used to be, but I'm saying, what you think about the music industry as a whole?
I would like to do something with it because, for me, it's a vision. You know, I feel like music is a way of expansion, so you can have the audience hear like what you want them to hear. And for me, it's about a message, you know, like no matter what barriers that you got going on, you can get it done, you can get it done. That's the message for me.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. And so tell us what you're going to be doing for the next month. And are you doing any shows or anything or performing anywhere?
I am working with an entertainment manager, so we're trying to get something together. The question is coming up soon. So we'll definitely be in touch to talk about that.
Too bad you was too late for me to put you on my mixtape, though. But I would love to have you on my mixtape. If I'd have knew you earlier, I'd have put you on my mixtape.
Oh, no problem.
Sure.
No problem, no problem.
But definitely, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to play your video on my TV show. You know about my TV show. I sent you my TV show. That's going to be coming on the 2nd and 4th of every Friday of every month. I'll play your video on the October 8th. I'll play your video. I'm going to play your song on the show on the 29th of September on the radio show.
Okay.
And plus, I'm gonna send you a copy of the show after you come on. Both.
Awesome. I appreciate it so much.
So you could post it on your Instagram page and everything, and YouTube and
God bless you.
And if you have any other artists that sings and raps or whatever, send them to my show.
I definitely
when we win, we all win.
I will send them right to you.
Time.
Absolutely. I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because we all go win if we work together. You know what I'm saying? And you know
that's
what
how
saying?
It's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Hello.
Because a lot of, you know, some people are like just every man for himself and they just want to get ahead. No, it should be. That's why they don't succeed. You know what I'm saying? You have to lift everybody up. You're supposed to be a light for everybody to get them out where you were. You know what I'm saying? At one point. So.
Say it again. Say that again. Say that again.
You have to be a light to everybody else. Yes, you got to be a light to everybody else to get them out from where you once were. You know, they might not even know they're in the dark. So we got to be that light.
Oh, they play Drake shit. Oh, y'all, they follow Drake shit. Why they gonna follow you?
I don't know. I honestly, I mean, I have followers.
No, hey, You know what it is? Sister, I'm gonna tell you what it is. See, people don't like what I got to say, right? But guess what? I'm gonna keep it real with you. It's not that they don't like you, don't like your music. They don't like you. It's personal. It's not about personal. You know what I'm saying? People take shit personal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, it's about the music. You're supposed to be vibing with her because she makes dope music. You don't give a damn if you don't like her. So what?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not
you
even for that for me. I'm a mother, so I have kids. And I'm
they
trying,
haters.
You know,
they are haters. You ain't hating on them. Mm-hmm. They hating on you. Because guess what? They take it's personal. It's not about your music.
Yeah, I don't really care about haters. They really just give me more publicity. They actually make me famous.
They got people on this radio. They got this people on my radio. They got black people on my radio on this podcast. That's hosts on this podcast that come on here on Black Hour Radio. Don't call my show because they don't like me, because they don't like what I got to say. It's my opinion.
You know what I'm saying?
God gave me a voice to talk. I was supposed to speak his words and my words. I ain't supposed to speak your words. If you don't like my opinion, say you don't like my opinion. But don't call me no hater.
And see, annoying thing on your life.
Don't talk about you ain't gonna download my music. And you ain't gonna call my show because you don't like what I got to say. That's too bad. I don't disrespect you when I call your show. I don't tell you what to say.
Mm-hmm.
I just give you my opinion. If you don't like it, oh well. Too bad.
Right.
It's about the music again. It's not personal. They don't mess with me because they don't like me. Not because I'm a dope ass radio show host, it's because they don't like me. Do you get it? It's personal.
Right. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I do have
some
good news.
Personal. It's supposed to be business, right?
Right.
Oh.
But I have some news for you. You know, it's the anointing on your life, and you know, you have an anointing. People are not going to like that because when you're favored by God, man hates you. Like that's just the way it's designed. We have to carry our cross, you know. But guess what? He's gonna elevate you and prepare a table right in front of him. So it's cool. Let him hate. You know what I'm saying? Let him hate. Let him ride. God is gonna bless you right in front of him. So
God already blessed me. God already blessed me. God already blessed me. I'm a third stage cancer survivor and cancer free. God has blessed me. All right. God woke me up from the dead, and I'm walking around free and 200 and good looking and everything. You understand?
Hey,
weigh 225 pounds. My own radio show. I got my own TV show. I got my own. Man, I'm on YouTube. You better ask somebody. I done open up for all kind of people in the industry. Go look at my videos on YouTube. How are you don't know me? How I ain't nobody?
Mm-hmm. Look at God.
A lot of people don't know I'm a decorated military vet with medals.
I know that.
People don't know I got 2 degrees. Come ask me. Come cut to know me before you judge me. You don't know nothing about me. I'm Martin
Luther
King's
dream. You can
say
that. Well, say that again for the people in the back. Say that again for the people in the back.
I'm a decorated military vet with medals.
Hey. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I'm a decorated military vet with medals. You better go ask somebody.
Man. I know
I
that's right.
Degrees. I got 2 degrees. I'm Martin Luther King's dream.
Go,
you're a hater. You're a hater. I'm not a hater. You a hater. You don't call my show. You don't download my song. You a hater. You a traitor. You go download Drake shit. Drake ain't even from America. He from Canada. You a traitor. He don't break bread with people in America. He don't break bread with you. Talking about he a pretty boy. You sound like a girl. Only a pimp calling himself a pretty boy. What player calling himself a pimp? Ain't no man gonna come talk to you like that. You won't let a man come tell you he's a pretty boy. You won't let him come tell you that.
No.
And you a female. You won't let a man come in your house and tell you he's a pretty boy. You ain't gonna tell him. You ain't gonna let him tell you that. And you a female.
Right.
I keep it real on my show.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's what I'm doing right
that
here.
People fail to talk about. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm black. I'm from the hood. How I came over here on slave ships? I'm 61 years old. I know about racism and discrimination. I was here before you. How the hell you gonna tell me I'm black? And you are my hater. I'm not a hater. I come from a different generation. You are a hater.
It's something hater is ridiculous. But you know what? Haters love company, you know? Misery loves company. So, I don't even know.
That's what I'm going to let you go. But like I said, I love your music, and you keep on doing what you're doing. And we're going to support
Thank
you.
So
I'm going to support you. And people going, God's going to support you. God's going to make sure you're going to get what's coming to you. Trust me.
I appreciate
Just
it so much.
Because God is the only one. He's the one that said, follow him. You ain't supposed to follow nobody. You're supposed
exactly.
to follow him. You speak his word. All these Christians
exactly.
that sit over here and talk about their Christians, they a bunch of phony. God, that's mm-hmm. what God said, look out for those fake and those false preachers, first the people that preach the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God
yep.
was talking about.
Yep.
You.
That's right.
You radio hosts that don't call my goddamn show on
That's
Blackout Radio. I said it. What? You a hater. Call my
hater.
Show and say something.
We need to play that Black Eyed Peas, Where's the Love? We need to play that.
I got my song. I play on my, listen to my song. Talking loud, you ain't saying nothing. Oh.
Awesome.
That's what my show start off at.
Talk loud, we ain't saying nothing.
They stole out hip hop. They fronted. They bent over, gave up that ass for the cash. What?
What?
Bent over and gave up that ass for the cash. Listen to my song. It starts off my show, talking loud. That everybody hating
okay.
on. Nobody wanna download. I give a damn.
Okay.
I'm gonna say what I gonna say any damn way. Hip hop is garbage.
Right. Right. I mean, you can say whatever.
And the people that selling records is garbage. And I'm here to say that. I don't do whatever and listen to whatever. No, that's not what Martin said. He said, go have a dream, read a book, learn how to read.
I know that's right.
They got the dream
Mike.
Fucked up. These people on Blackout Radio, the host on Blackout Radio got the dream fucked up. I said it. Call my show and talk shit to me. I clown your ass. Okay. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. So give me your links and everything before you go and everything, where we can find you and everything before you go. And I want to thank you for supporting my show.
Thank
a
you for having
female.
Me. I appreciate it. Absolutely. I'm just, if you go on YouTube, you can just go type in September Rain. So I'm on there.
Well, okay. Well, keep in contact. You already send me your music all the time. I got it all. So don't worry about it. I'm going to play your songs. Trust me.
Thank you so much. God bless
and I'm
going to
download my song. I'm going to play your song in my car.
Oh, my God. Oh my goodness.
But that's what I listen to. I listen to real music.
I'll be getting some music out real soon.
All the time. I listen to Tupac. I don't listen to this garbage. I listen to Biggie Smalls. That's who I listen to. That's my inspiration.
No, that's right. Talking about stuff that goes on in the world.
And wait a minute. Hello, I'm from New York, and Tupac is from where? Tupac from New York. He grew up from New York, but he went to California. But he's from New York City. He rapped like New York people. Trust me.
Oh, wow.
Listen to how he rapped. He kind of got that shit from New York.
That thug, yeah.
Okay, we gotta go, but we gotta go and let somebody else call. So thank you for calling, and like
all
I
right,
said, keep in touch.
I appreciate it. Absolutely, definitely stay in touch. Thanks.
All right, bye. Have a good one.
You too.
So let's have the next caller.
What's up? What up?
Who's this?
Your boy Nova K.
What's up, Nova K?
What up, man? How you feeling today, man?
And I'm feeling good, man. I got my sister, my sister that just called.
She got a beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. And she could sing too. Did I send you some of her stuff? I know you did. You downloaded it.
Yes, sir.
And it sounds good, don't it?
Yes, it do, man. Shout out to what's her name? November Rain?
No, September Rain.
September Rain, man. Shout out her.
This month, September.
Yeah, September Rain, man. Shout out.
Yeah.
You did your thing, my mom.
She's all over the. Yeah, she's dope. Well, let's talk about you. So give everybody
a little
background on you and how you got into music and everything.
Well, my name is Nova Kane, a.k.a. Mr. 301. You know, my government's Michael Joseph Stewart, Jr. I'm the CEO of Get Money Entertainment, Get Money Gang. I own my own business. I was born in Washington, D.C., Southside, growing up hometown Silver Spring, Maryland. I got into music real early in my life. Man, music has been my love and my passion my whole life. And being in the business since I've been 20, I have my own business, started my own business, Get Money Entertainment since 20. Been doing shows since I was 16. I'm now 34. My birthday's coming up in about 3 weeks. I'm blessed to see another year. I'll be 35. I got 2 kids. Man, I'm living my life. I'm doing what I love to do. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as God give me the will to do it.
Word. So, well, who's your influence in music and hip hop?
My big influences, man, is Biggie. Biggie was huge for me growing up. Everything Biggie did, the way he rhymed, his swag, his smooth delivery, you know, everything about Biggie, everything about Pac, Eminem, Jay-Z, Nas, 50. Man, like, those are my big influences when it comes to rap. But I also love R&B, so I love Lauryn Hill. I love Mary J. I love Alicia Keys. Those are the type of singers I like to listen to that got some soul and, you know, delivering a message to the world and everybody.
Word. You don't say
yes, sir.
It. Ain't nothing else I can say. You said all the things I was saying, what she was saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All the people you done named could sing, could rap. Don't
definitely,
put on no dress
man.
And no wig, okay? Don't look like no damn zoo animal, okay?
Right.
Don't be on no stripper pole, okay? Got class.
I feel that.
You understand? That could sing. Ain't got no voice box behind them. Ain't got no auto-tune behind them. They could sing. You could ride, too. You can relate to the message. That's what music was, black music.
Yes, sir.
You done named it. So how
y'all I'm live on Blackout Radio, everybody on Facebook Live, man. Shout out my man OMF. We in the building. Get Money Gang.
What? And we
yeah, man, shout
song,
you
right?
out on Facebook Live, man.
I know you did. Because you got love for hip-hop.
Yeah, I got
love.
It's in my blood, man. This is what I do. It's a calling,
right.
man. I wake up every morning, and this is what I love to do, and nothing feels better than doing what you love every single day.
That's right. And no slave to nobody. You won't go work for nobody. You got your own Scott business. Tell them.
Yes, sir.
You're an example, my brother. You a successful.
I appreciate you.
A successful black man. They talking about there ain't no real black man out here. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh yeah, that's a lie, man. Because you're looking at one right here. You're listening to one, man. Realness is in me, man. That's all I know.
You take care of your kids. Hello.
Yes, yes.
You got kids. You take care of your kids. You got your own business.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Martin Luther King's dream. All you suckers out here that ain't taking care of your kids. Oh.
Yeah, man.
You can't
be out here flossing and doing all that, and you not taking care of your ones, your kids, your day ones. That means
that's
you ain't
you
real.
Died for. Tell them who you died for, your kids.
Yeah,
not
I died
the hood,
for my kids and
not
my family, bro.
But,
nah,
yeah,
man,
right.
Family over
not,
everything.
Not, right. Right. Not the hood.
Family over everything.
Not your
nigga.
Homie. Not no red and black, red flag. No red and white.
Yeah.
No. Not for my homies, my friends. They ain't going to jail for you. They ain't doing 50 years for you.
Nah,
they ain't going to go. They ain't going to die for you. I'm talking about you, you ain't no snitch. How you think you went to jail, fool? Somebody
yeah,
snitched
exactly,
on you.
Man. The dudes that say they not snitching is the one that's snitching. You know what I'm saying? The one that's running their mouth.
Say it again.
The ones that keep saying, oh, I ain't a snitch, man, is the one that snitched the first time. You turn your back,
tell
man. It'll be the ones close to you is the one that snitched the most.
You just came up with a rock song.
I do that every day, my man.
We done came up with a rock song. We done came up
do
with a rock song.
Do that every day, man.
Watch you,
do
who
that
friend,
every day.
Watch your friend back. What? I could make that shit. I could come up with a rap right now for that shit. And I ain't written nothing down.
I feel you.
I'm from the school of hip-hop. You said a Biggie. That's where I'm from. Biggie Small.
Yeah,
I'm from
man.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York
from
City.
From Brooklyn. Y'all
Small,
the BX.
Biggie.
The BX. What up? What up?
The BX in the house.
BX is in the house,
Terrence
man.
One.
In the building, man.
Melly Mel.
Melly
Mel.
Mel.
What?
What about my man L?
I ain't gonna talk about him. I love LL. Don't get me wrong. LL is a dope ass rapper, right? He a dope, but I ain't feeling him after I'm bad. That's all I got to say on that.
I feel you. You're right. Okay, I got you.
He sound like no. It's not like I don't like LL. I ain't like what he did to hip hop.
Yeah. Okay.
He went from being a rapper. I mean, from a rapper that we know to doing all kinds. That's how the shit goes. That's how hip hop changed. He was one of them that had changed.
Yeah, man. The music
that's
changes
why Drake
every
doing
year,
what he's
man.
Doing. That's why Drake. How Drake got sell more records than LL Cool J. Explain that to
it's
me.
It's just the way. It's the way the things are changing in the world, man. People are. You know, are more concentrated on material things and not the root of hip-hop.
Say it again.
People are more concentrated on material things more than the root of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Root of hip-hop is talking about a story, talking about where you're from, talking about your emotions and your feelings and how you came to be who you are. It's not about the material things all the time, man. It's good to have something, but... it's all about where you come from, the heart from.
You bent over and gave up that ass for the cash. I said it. You said it nice. You said it nice.
Yeah.
I'm from hip hop. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm Biggie Smalls. You bent over and gave up that ass. That's what Biggie would say. That's what Eazy-E would say. If Eazy-E was alive,
he'd
diss
him. Rest in peace, Eazy.
Wait a minute. Izzy would diss. Oh wait, if Biggie and Tupac was alive, he'd be. They'd be. This shit wouldn't be. This wouldn't be him. This shit wouldn't work.
Right now, go to my page. Click the link.
Well, anyway, well, like I said, we're gonna play another one of your songs. Can we play? Because okay. We played Dip already before you
came
on.
Yeah, man, that's that club banging, man.
Yeah, that was dope. Hello. Well, can we play another one of his songs? We got another one of his songs that we can play.
You can play anything. It don't matter which one, man. It could be the old one, or the new joints.
Yeah, can we play another one of his songs? Mike Stewart's song.
Get Money Entertainment.
It's your boy, Mr. 301. Get Money. All my ladies.
Get money.
Hey girl, let me see you get low. Let me see you go up and down on the pole. Throw your hips and then over, go and touch your toes. Know your boy Novocaine, always steal the show. Turn around, stick it out, baby. Pop it, roll it, pop that booty, baby. Back it up on that nigga, baby. Dip, dip. Yeah. Man, we back up in the building. Stealing all your women. Ooh, man, you in your feelings. I run my city just like Diddy. Power like 50. Get them haters, no pity like that. Baby girl, let me hit it from the back. Counting stacks after racks. Baby, I can take away your pain. Got your girl screaming out. Hey girl, let me see you get low. Let me see you go up and down on the pole. Throw your hips and then over, go and touch your toes. Know your boy Novocaine, always steal the show. Turn around, stick it out, baby. Pop it, roll it, pop that booty, baby. Tag it up on that nigga, baby. Dip, yeah. Man, we do this on the regular. I stay taking 7 digits from your bitch's cellular. I kiss her from the lips to the hips, tongue on the clit. Ooh, man, she wet as shit. This ain't Dip Set, let's get your bitch wet. All my women roll 50, throw it on the set. And she say she love the pain, but she don't feel a thing. Hey girl, let me see you get low. Let me see you go up and down on the pole. Throw your hips, bending over, go and touch your toes. Know your boy Novocaine, always steal the show. Turn around, stick it out, baby. Pop it, roll it, pop that booty, baby. Back it up on that nigga, baby. Dip, yeah. Let me see you do it, baby, do it. Pop it, roll it, pop that booty, baby. Drop it down to a split it. Baby, look back at it. Give it to me, baby, just like. Count this money, baby, do it. Get money, gang is in the building. Dip.
Yeah, we back. We back with Novocaine, a.k.a. Mr.
Off the
301.
Guess who's back?
Yeah. So yes, let's take a couple of callers and see what they got to say. See if we got any callers on the line.
209-915.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Rich. You already know what's going on.
Hey, man, how you
doing? What's up, Ray Rich? We got my man Novocaine. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just calling to today. I was just calling to tell y'all that my new song is dropping on Friday.
Okay, that's what's up.
What's the name of it?
It's called Mr. Sauce.
You done send it to me right on my Instagram, right?
I think I did.
Yeah, I think you posted it on my Instagram. Because you post your stuff on my Instagram all the time. I keep up with you. The young brother, he's 14 years old, Novocaine. He's from Stockton, California. He's from the Bay Area.
What you think of the single Dip that you just heard?
It's good.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
No problem.
That's a 14-year-old. Making dope music.
Hey, man,
music,
hey, right? I salute all my artists, man. Thank you very much.
He's 14 years old. That tells you right there.
Where's he from?
He's dope. He's from Stockton, California.
California, all right, all right.
Yeah, he about 30 minutes from me.
All right, that's what's up.
He's from the Bay Area. I mean,
I got a big fan base in the Bay Area, man. I'm planning on doing a show out there soon.
All right. We're going to be waiting for you.
I got you, man.
Yeah, so Mayrich, tell us about your music and what you're fixing to do with it. You still there?
Yeah,
tell us about your music and what you're going to do with it and everything.
Well, since I'm about to turn 15, I'm just planning on getting a new sound and, like, talking about more of my life and get more fan bases and start like, promoting myself out there, like, sitting outside of stores and hanging on my CDs and stuff like that.
Okay, keep grinding, man. Definitely keep grinding.
This is 15 years old. He's 14. See how you talk?
Yeah, man.
He
sounds
too, right?
He sounds very mature for his age.
Yes. Just because
I was doing the same thing at his age, man. Grinding, man.
Just because you're from the hood don't mean you got to act like you're from the hood. Hello.
No, you're right about that. You're definitely right about
that. He's very articulate. Somebody doing something, a good job. Somebody doing
it. Yes, definitely, man. Somebody doing a really good job.
Hello. How he ain't from this generation? How he ain't from this generation?
Definitely.
And how I'm hating on young people. He's calling my show. How am I a hater? Again.
Exactly.
I done played his song. He got a song, Black Joy. You ain't even know about that one either.
All right. That's what's up, man.
Tell him about your song,
Hello,
Black
bro.
Joy, homie. You still there?
Well, yeah, I got a song called Black Boy Joy. It's doing numbers right now. Like, and I want everybody on this show to go check it out right now. My name is Mirich, Mirich. Y'all go check out my music. I'm going to spell it again, Mirich.
All
right,
we got you. We got you.
We got you. Keep doing what you're doing
right.
Stay in school. And stay in school, too, and get your education. Learn how to read and write. Learn how to own your own stuff. Like I said, you're doing the right thing. Somebody teaching you right. You're doing right. Stay in school. And keep your head up. Like Tupac said. And don't let nobody tell you how to do what you do. You keep on doing what you do. Stand on your own two feet. You understand? Don't let nobody tell you to do something different. Keep doing what you're doing. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right,
salute, man.
Peace.
Hey,
all right.
You take another caller.
925-758-470-436.
Yo, this is the Mecca of New York hip hop, Sean Felder, SX Drink. What's going on?
What up, though,
what's
man?
Up?
This
what's
is your boy,
up,
no
brother.
Okay, I'm gonna make it real quick.
We got another. He's from the BX,
okay.
My brother. We got another home. We got homies in my house. We got Brooklyn.
All right, that's
we got
what's up, man.
We got
okay,
your boy, Mr. 301, man. How you doing?
What's up, black man? How you doing, man? I'm from the hip hop, the
home
of Mecca of hip hop, NYC.
Yes,
Harlem,
sir.
Stand up.
Yes, sir.
So speak real quick.
Oh,
on
Harlem
the,
world, man. I got family
man.
Out Harlem, man.
Yeah,
Harlem
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah.
Malcolm X.
Yeah, rest in peace.
164th Street.
Black Rob. There you go. There
right.
you go. There you go. There
I
you
know
go.
All about it, my man.
I know. I grew up in Boogie Down, but I was in Harlem, 96, my man. So a lot of history.
Okay.
But real quick,
yeah,
let's wrap
got
up. Got
fam out
let's
there,
wrap,
man.
I know. One love. But let me wrap real quick about the verses last night with Fat Joe and Ja Rule. Real quick.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you 2 points why Ja Rule won that battle. Number one, he had the crowd hype. Got to get the crowd hype when you do these type of battles. Number two.
Right.
Ja Rule brought out Ashanti, game over. Too many commercial hits
yep.
Ja Rule got. Too many commercial hits.
Right.
If you do your research, back in the early 2000s, one of Ja Rule's biggest hits was Every Little Thing You Do by Christine Michelle. You remember that? Every Little Thing
yes,
That
sir.
You Do, boom, boom. And he got with Ashanti, Always On Time, one of his biggest hits. If you would have brought out J-Lo, he got a little more there. Put it on me. It's still,
right.
he smoked Fat Joe. I thought Fat
Man,
Joe
I feel like
Ja
Rule really had,
you know, I mean?
You know good five, six
yeah.
years. He just controlled the industry.
Right,
you know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Before
and another
he came
thing.
Came in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He killed
right.
the industry.
Of course. And you and all for the thug rappers, you got to have the radio hits for the ladies. Do your
yes,
research.
Sir.
LL
oh,
Cool
I'm all
J,
about that,
I
my man.
Love. All right. 50 Cent. Who else? All of them.
21
gotta
questions.
Have the radio hits for the ladies. Yeah, gotta have the radio hits for the ladies. If you ain't got
yes,
the radio
sir.
Hits, radio ain't gonna play it. It's as simple as that. Check Ja Rule's music history on Yahoo. Yeah, and I'm leaving like that. So I think Ja Rule. Now check this out before I get off the phone. One love. What do y'all think? I heard Diddy with his cocky self went straight in a versus battle. I got Dre on that easy, and I'm gonna hang up. One love.
All right.
All right,
he said Dre. He said
New
Dre
York
and
City.
Diddy, right?
What he said about him?
He said who would win in a versus battle between Dre and Diddy when it comes to hits?
Oh man, come on, be real, be real.
I mean, that's
ain't no competition. Ain't no competition. First of all, P. Diddy ain't no rapper number one. He's a
no,
producer.
Well, I mean, we talking about the same thing he
okay.
produced or was a part of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thank you. And all his songs is collaboration. What song he did by himself?
Barely nothing. Yeah, man.
Okay. So how are you going to battle Drake? Drake. You talking about Dre, right? Dr. Dre,
Dr.
right?
Dr. Dre.
Let me don't get it mixed up, okay? I'm going to get it right, okay? He talking about Dr. Dre, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre by himself made songs that's better than P. Diddy. Wait a minute. Not with N.W.A. I ain't talking about songs with N.W.A. I'm talking about Dre did songs by himself, okay?
Yeah, plenty of them.
Keep
plenty
the heads ringing.
Classes.
Okay, let me name. Oh.
Keep them heads ringing.
Express yourself. Express yourself. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He ain't all gangster. Wait a minute.
Still
Dre
great.
Is not all gangster. He do gangster shit when he with N.W.A. and Snoop. But when he do his shit by himself, you don't hear him talk about killing nobody.
True that. It's all about his lifestyle.
He is what you're talking about. He's versatile. That's the word I'm trying to use. He not
yeah.
only he does gangster music, he also does regular music too. And he do
sure,
R&B
yeah,
too. He did Mary J. Blige music. Hello.
He did a whole album. Actually, the whole album.
Dre is a talented young brother,
Jesus,
and a lot
man.
Of people don't give him the respect as a rapper, but he has dope ass lyrics. Listen to his lyrics again.
Yeah, he definitely does.
P. Diddy ain't got that. That's a joke. I don't even know why they even put some
yeah.
shit like that. But you see, that's what
he was saying was like who has like the most hits when it comes to like producing it or you know. Stuff like that, but
Dre with NWA by himself, be Diddy.
Yeah, Dre on another level.
By himself, it got with a beat.
Dre definitely on another level.
What song could P. Diddy go against Dre with NWA? None. What song can he go with Dre with Keep Your Head Ringing and Express Yourself? Okay,
yeah,
and
music,
you forgot about Dre. You forgot about Dre. What's the other one?
Yeah, with Eminem.
Explosive. What I'm talking about? Explosive.
Explosive.
Don't think about anything else. Oh, can't get
you
a damn
Still
mess,
Dre.
Man.
Still Dre.
Yes. Say it again.
Still Dre.
Right.
And then he got. He has so many of them, man. There's so many hits Dre got, man.
That's a joke, man.
Yeah, it's not.
That's like putting him against Rakim. It's like putting P. Diddy next to Rakim.
Oh, man.
You know,
yeah,
P. Diddy
can't
next
even
to KRS-One. P. Diddy next to... That's a joke. That's a joke.
Yeah, it's not comparable, man. Definitely.
Man. But let us know what you're fixing to do with your music before you go, because we're getting ready to go.
Yeah, I got
you,
man. Well, first off, man, I'm on tour, man. I'm be in D.C. for the HBCU edition of my Guess Who's Back tour. I'm bringing my singer out on stage for this top 40 hit that we have called Love to the Beat. It'll be the first time we perform it live. It's a crazy record, man. She has a nice voice, beautiful voice. Miss Sarah Lynn is her name. Please go check her out. She's on my Facebook page. I tagged her and everything, so you can go check her out. And also, everything will be on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, so you'll be able to check out the concert live as it's happening. Far as my music goes, I have an EP that is dropping in the fall, and it's being produced by none other than Maximillion, which is a two-time Grammy Award winning, Maximillion. And he's going to produce the rest of the album. I produced half of the album already. He's producing the rest of it. So, you know, I'm really proud that, you know, I wrote all my music. I produced all my music. All the beats were created by me and my beat guy. So, you know, my handprints are all over this creatively. You know, I went to places where I was uncomfortable and did that. And I was in my places where I was comfortable and did that as well. So you can't put me in a box, man. I did everything, man. I did everything from rap rock to rap reggae, rap reggaeton, and straight hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So I got club hits. I got street hits. I got storytelling. I got everything in this album. And I want everybody to, you know, lock in on it, man. It's going to come probably October 31st, between October 31st and in November. We haven't got a perfect date set, but, yes, it's coming out in the fall. And everybody come out to the show. It's going to be in D.C., 8th Street, Northeast D.C., Hampton versus Howard, the HBCU edition, your boy Novocaine, Mr. 301, and my special guest singer-songwriter, Sarah Lynn. And, yeah, man, everybody come out and enjoy it.
Yeah, so give us your shouts out and everything before you go, because we get ready to go off the air.
I got
and
you.
First of all, like,
man,
thank
shout
you.
Man, shout out my family, man. My family gets me up every day. My kids, my mom, my whole family, my sister, my nephews. Shout out, you know, like I said, my singer-songwriter, Sarah Lynn, man. We really making some dope music. Shout out Maximillion, man. Thank you for picking me up. You know what I'm saying, and believing in my music. Actually, shout out OMF for putting me on this show and giving me the platform for everybody to hear my music and for me to be out here doing what I love and let me express what I do best. And also follow me, Twitter, at Novocaine, which is N-O-V-A-C-A, the number 9-E, or follow me on IG, at Novocaine, a.k.a. Mr. 301, or follow me on Facebook, Mike Stewart, or Novocaine, a.k.a. Mr. 301, Get Money Entertainment. Shout out everybody, man. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, man, my brother. Thank you for my homie. You're my homie from the Bronx, the Mecca hip-hop. You understand me? Thank you. And we
I appreciate
are,
everybody else that came on, too.
Yep, everybody that
all
came
the callers
on the show
as well.
That's right. I thank everybody for calling the show. I thank you. I thank the Mecca Hip Hop for keeping hip hop alive. You understand? We about to take back our rightful place. That is my thing about me. I'm from Brooklyn now. Even though I live on the East Coast, I'm born and bred Brooklyn, New York City. So we from the Mecca Hip Hop.
Hey, yo, shout out to 301, Silver Spring in the motherfucking building, man. I'm putting us on the map. I'm putting us on the map, man.
Thank you, my brother. And I'll talk to you soon. And thanks for calling. And you know my show, my TV show. You already know my TV show already is coming on next Tuesday.
Man, invite me anytime. I'm there for you, my man.
All right, my brother. Love you, man.
All right, salute.
Keep doing what you do. Yo, we out. All mess.
Salute.
We out. Thanks, everybody, for calling. And I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. And we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. Keep